Cleveland Site Center Annual Report, October 1, 2014 to September 30th, 2015. The cover is of a person reading Braille. President's Message: Tell our story, raise the bar, build on success. These three focus points have guided me in this year of leadership transition at Cleveland Site Center. Our story is a great one, and we continue to share it through this publication, our website, social media, community presentations, and face-to-face meetings. We have raised the bar and will continue doing so for all associated with CSC, as our clients deserve nothing but our consistent best efforts. Our successes, there have been many, but most important are those that afford our clients an increase in independence. From our youngest infant who is blind to our most senior client with diminishing vision, we offer hope, guidance, counsel, and confidence. Thank you for your support as we continue to tell our story, raise the bar, and build on success in the coming year as Cleveland Site Center celebrates 110 years as the premier Northeast Ohio community resource for those who are blind or have low vision. Larry Benders, President and Executive Director. About us. Founded in 1906, Cleveland Site Center, CSC, is the only organization in Northeast Ohio that offers comprehensive services for individuals who are blind or have experienced vision loss. From infants to seniors, CSC is a partner for life, working to educate, empower, and employ. Supported by 150 employees, 57 board members, and more than 500 volunteers, CSC serves more than 14,000 people each year through education, direct services, and preventative vision screenings. Website: www.clevelandsitecenter.org/aboutclevelandsitecenter. The year in review, fall, October to December. CSC's Williams Career Center helped 53 individuals get a job this year at partner organizations, including Target Corporation, Marriott Solon Reservations, Cleveland Botanical Garden, and Cleveland Metropolitan School District, providing meaningful and competitive employment opportunities for those with disabilities wanting to enter or re-enter the workforce. 64,000 was dispersed from the donor-created empowerment fund, helping 80 people in need to remain independent and regain independence through assistive technology devices. I was so happy and so thrilled that I would be able to get a Ruby handheld magnifier and take advantage of the sight I have left, said Sarah, Empowerment Fund recipient. CSC's call center continued to expand and create new jobs, including a new 4-year contract with the Ohio Department of Education and a new initiative with the Ohio Department of Taxation to reduce tax fraud. The call center employs 50 agents, all trained in-house by Cleveland Site Center. Winter, January through March. The Low Vision Clinic continued its growth, serving over 1,600 patients in the fiscal year, up 14% from the prior year. CSC's Idea Shop, which offers products for living well with vision loss, had nearly 3,000 customers, with customers in 65 of Ohio's 88 counties and 40 of the 50 states nationwide. 441 seniors were served through the agency's independent living program in one-on-one settings and group activities. These opportunities to learn and share best practices are essential programs that help seniors remain independent in their homes. CSC's outreach programs reached over 16,000 individuals. Some unique partnerships were established with local companies, Highland Software, Cleveland Museum of Natural History, and the Children's Museum of Cleveland, with a focus on accessibility for those who are blind or who have low vision. Spring, April through June. The Terminal Tower, one of Cleveland's most recognizable landmarks, was lit up in white and red lights for White Cane Awareness in April. Larry Benders became president and executive director of CSC, making him the 10th leader in the agency's 110-year history. With a substantial background in both the for-profit and non-profit world, he brings a wealth of experience, education, and focus to the agency's services. Argus 2. CSC's role has been critical in the education and vision rehabilitation for those who have received the Argus 2 retinal prosthesis system, also known as the Bionic Eye. Through this partnership with the Cleveland Clinic Cole Eye Institute, CSC's rehabilitation services include learning how to interpret what the patient is seeing, as well as orientation and mobility. Getting the device has been great, but even more important has been the rehabilitation and education of learning all that is new, said Steve, recipient of the Argus 2, Cleveland Clinic sponsor. Summer, July, September. CSC's recreation programs had over 590 program attendees, giving those with blindness or low vision access to and enjoyment of activities such as golf at local courses, sailing on Lake Erie, cross-country skiing and snowshoeing, line dancing, arts and crafts, and more. Highbrook Lodge, CSC's camp in Chardon, Ohio, hosted 243 camper experiences to enjoy camping and recreation offerings, which help build socialization skills and confidence that are used in life and work settings. CSC's White Cane Walk and 5K Run, which celebrated 10 years walking, along with the Golf Classic and the 29th Spellbound Gala, raised awareness and dollars for programs and services as friends, family members, trustees, and sponsors generated over $476,000 to help fund various programs and services at the agency. I am thankful for Highbrook's sense of community, belonging, and empowerment. It truly helps campers believe in themselves. It's life-changing, said Stefan, summer staff member at Highbrook Lodge. End of the year in review. Endowment Gifts Sustain Client Services. In 1918, Caesar A. Griselli, a generous Cleveland philanthropist and loyal supporter of Cleveland Sight Center, donated a family residence on East 55th Street, which became CSC's first permanent home. That gift provided a strong foundation upon which many of today's clients' successes have been built. In 1920, Mr. Griselli made a $10,000 founding contribution to establish CSC's endowment. Today's endowment is used to sustain services to clients. It provides a necessary and permanent flow of income that will forever be a source of funding for our many programs and services. While it is strong at $78 million, $63 million held by CSC, and $15 million in beneficial trusts held by others, our need remains great in this area to ensure programs and services continue to thrive and make a difference daily in the lives of our clients. The Edwin T. and Mary E. Hamilton Fund was established in 1960 by Ms. Florence Hamilton in memory of her parents, who are the fund's namesake. For over 55 years, CSC programs have received an annual distribution from this memorial endowment, which is held by the Cleveland Foundation. This year's distribution was $100,000. Key service programs benefit each year from the Hamilton Endowment and other funds that have been established within the CSC Endowment. Think about how you might leave your own legacy or honor a loved one with an endowment gift to help sustain client services into the future. Find out more by contacting our development office, and like Mr. Griselli and Ms. Hamilton, you too can add your name to the growing list of those who care deeply. Take action today to make a difference tomorrow in the life of someone who is blind. Website clevelandsightcenter.org/endowment. The call center, with 50 agents, all of whom have been trained by CSC, provided meaningful employment and excellent customer service. 557 volunteers committed 17,733 volunteer hours valued at $409,100. 16,177 audience members learned about CSC through 223 community presentations and educational programs. 2,516 transportation trips to CSC programs for clients unable to drive, totaling 83,002 miles. 16,177 audience members learned about CSC through 223 community presentations and educational programs. 50 CSC-trained call center employees answered 360,000 calls and 36,000 emails for partners, including the Ohio Department of Education, Health, Taxation, and Tourism, as well as Cuyahoga Job and Family Services. Endowment gifts sustain client services. In 1918, Caesar A. Griselli, a generous Cleveland philanthropist and loyal supporter of Cleveland Sight Center, donated a family residence on East 55th Street, which became CSC's first permanent home. That gift provided a strong foundation upon which many of today's client successes have been built. In 1920, Mr. Griselli made a $10,000 founding contribution to establish CSC's endowment. Today, endowment is used to sustain services to clients. It provides a necessary and permanent flow of income that will forever be a source of funding for our many programs and services. While it is strong at $78 million, $63 million held by CSC, and $15 million in beneficial trusts held by others, our need remains great in this area to ensure programs and services continue to thrive and make a difference daily in the lives of our clients. The Edwin T. and Mary E. Hamilton Fund was established in 1960 by Miss Florence Hamilton in memory of her parents, who are the fund's namesake. For 55 years, CSC programs have received an annual distribution from this memorial endowment, which is held by the Cleveland Foundation. This year's distribution was $100,000. Key service programs benefit each year from the Hamilton Endowment and other funds that have been established within the CSC endowment. Think about how you might leave your own legacy or honor a loved one with an endowment gift to help sustain client services into the future. Find out more by contacting our development office. And like Mr. Griselli and Ms. Hamilton, you too can add your name to the growing list of those who care deeply. Take action today to make a difference tomorrow in the life of someone who is blind. www.clevelandsightcenter.org/endowment. $14,127 people served through programs and services in fiscal year 2015. Financials. Revenue, $9 million in 2015. There is a pie chart. Endowment and trust revenue, 48%. Programs and other service fees, 33%. Retail sales, 2%. Public support, 17%. Expenses, $8.9 million in 2015. Of that, the pie chart shows that program services was 80% of the expenses, management and general 14% of the expenses, and fundraising 6% of the expenses. Endowment value, $78 million in 2015. A pie chart showing that beneficial trusts held by others are 19% of the pie, and endowment held by Cleveland Sight Center, 81% of the pie. Endowment fund. CSC visionaries established the agency's endowment in 1920, and through generous philanthropic commitments, it has experienced steady growth. CSC's endowment provides a reliable and necessary stream of income, which helps fund various client services. Our need is great in this area because most of our clients do not have the financial ability to pay, and there is a significant lack of funding from government and insurance providers. So we bridge that gap with endowment income. Without it, our clients would suffer. Find out how you can support this sustainable source for clients by making a legacy gift. Contact CSC's Development Director at 216-791-8118. Balance sheet. Assets. Cash receivables, inventory, and prepaids. $1,159,710. Endowment and beneficial trust investments. $78,098,681. Property and equipment, $11,492,215. Total assets, $90,750,606. Liabilities, line of credit, $50,000. Payables and accrued expenses, $642,856,000. Donor annuities, $290,147. Total liabilities, $983,003. Net assets. Unrestricted net assets, $43,853,792. Temporarily restricted net assets, $15,837,663. Permanently restricted assets, $30,076,148. Total net assets, $89,767,603. Total liabilities and net assets, $90,750,606,000. Statement of operations. Revenue. Public support, $1,513,383,000, or 17%. Retail sales, $163,438, or 2%. Program and other service fees, $3,014,009, or 33%. Endowment and trust revenue, $4,338,598, or 48%. Total revenue, $9,029,428, total 100%. Expenses. Program services, $7,145,579, 80%. Management and general, $1,213,947, or 14%. Fundraising, $542,875, 6%, for a total of $8,902,401, the total 100%. Surplus from operations, $127,027. 1,607 patients were served in the low vision clinic, up 14% from 2014 and up 92% from 2013. 7,802 preschool students received a vision screening. CSC's Idea Shop offers a wide variety of products to keep people independent and living well with vision loss. Linda's perspective, getting blindness out of the way. After a stroke and other health issues left Linda legally blind, she turned to a social worker at Cleveland Sight Center who introduced her to the Transitional Life Counseling Program, TLC. I was very afraid and in a bad place at the time, but becoming part of the TLC program really helped me, as I quickly found out I wasn't alone. TLC, a support group for those experiencing vision loss, provides a setting to share stories, tactics, information, and other resources. Topics of discussion include living with low vision, common eye diseases, family issues, and depression. A direct result of her participation in TLC, Linda has become more proactive in her daily living. Going back to CSC is like a lifeline for me. It gives me a lot of hope and inspiration. When I'm in the building, I don't feel like I have blindness. I am able to stay on top of things, be safe, and be available for someone who needs a listening ear. I love to cook, sing, dance, write, and exercise. Because of Cleveland Sight Center, I am able to further my life and have a more fulfilling life. Through the TLC program, Linda has learned skills to improve her life and is now a resource for others. She volunteers in CSC's Share the Vision Peer Mentoring Program, a program that gives new clients the opportunity to connect with trained volunteers over the phone to discuss the anxieties and fears associated with vision loss. Clients receive support, education, and insight on how to adjust to losing their eyesight. Says Linda, "I can do anything. I just do it differently." Website www.clevelandsightcenter.org/Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Volunteer Spotlight, Edith. And there is a... Edith's name written in Braille. Upon retiring as an educator from the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, CSC volunteer Edith Conzett joined the Peace Corps at age 66. Edith completed her service placement in Nepal, where she worked in a residential school for those with blindness or low vision. That experience led her to Cleveland Sight Center, where for over 20 years, Edith has been an anchor of the Braille volunteers. CSC's Braille department promotes Braille literacy and availability. Specializing in the conversion of print materials into Braille and large print for individuals, schools, restaurants, churches, and more. As technology has improved, so has the evolution of Braille. Computer programs have helped immensely proofreading a document on a screen before the Braille prints, therefore reducing the number of errors and versions. Edith continues to learn something new as she takes on Braille work, with current projects including advanced placement calculus and physics for a high school student. She loves to transcribe literature and poetry. Through her work, she has learned French, German, Latin, Ukrainian, and Nepali. Along with CSC's additional Braille volunteers, Edith is very humble and continues to work behind the scenes to provide essential materials for people who are blind or have low vision. Their impact continues to make a difference in the lives of clients. To learn more about volunteer opportunities at CSC, visit clevelandsightcenter.org/volunteer. The back cover is a picture of the terminal tower lit up in red and white for white cane. Cleveland Sight Center, University Circle, 1909 East 101st Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Phone number 216-791-8118. Info at clevelandsightcenter.org. Highbrook Lodge, 12944 Aquila Road, Chardon, Ohio, 44024. Cleveland's Terminal Tower is lit in white and red lights to raise awareness about the white cane law. ClevelandSightCenter.org. Cleveland Sight Center's mission is to empower people with vision loss to realize their full potential and to shape the community's vision of that potential. CARF accredited, Aspire to Excellence. Guide Star Exchange, Silver Participant. Charity Navigator, United Way Community Partner, American Camp Association accredited. End of the annual report.